All right, so we're holding Klal Dalid Sif Tes, and the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that even though we learned that if a person does something which he knows is wrong, Bein Adam Lamokom, he does it a number of times, many times, so then this person is called a Rasha, and it would be Mutter to speak against such a person. Nevertheless, he says, when it comes question of Midas, even though Midas are also extremely important, character traits is extremely important, and everybody knows that Kas is not a good thing, and Gaiva is not a good thing, arrogance is not a good thing. Nevertheless, the Chafetz Chaim says that one, you can't be Machzik a person as a Rasha, that there will be a Beheta to say Lashon Hara about him. Because, and he says, that unfortunately, Ki Be'emes, on the fifth line on page Kuf Zayin, unfortunately, even people who learn Torah, that people don't consider that if a person has a problem with his midos, that he has really such a big problem. The way it truly is. We see how the Mamari Chazal and the Psukim are full of lessons of how a person has to have the proper midas. Rak l'dovish ein hogen stam. People look at it as something. It's not such a nice thing. Maybe this person who's so arrogant, or he always loses his temper, also he doesn't think it's such a bad thing. And if he would know how serious it is, then he would use all his strength and gird his energy in order to overcome this terrible midah. The Adarab, Imroy Oisa Shahurgal Bechami Amida Saroy Sanal, if you see that a person unfortunately has a bad midah, he's arrogant, he loses his temper, whatever, Yeshloy Lochichai should give him Musar Ulatsiya Lafonov Eschaimer Isuran, and to present to them about how serious the Aveir is. Ubazeh Yikai Mitzvah Saseh Dechich Dechich Zamisecha. And in such a way, you'll even get a mitzvah, because you're fulfilling a mitzvah of giving a person rebuke. Maybe the person will say, you're right, that he's doing something wrong. But now, if you don't tell him, his ways are straight, he thinks he's not so bad. Any path that a person chooses, in his eyes, he thinks he's wonderful. And therefore, you can't consider him a Rasha, that he's not included in Amisecha, that you'd be able to tell other people about this wicked person. Interesting to note, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, in Sifkot Mem, the Be'er Mayim Chaim says, L'chari, he says, very good, Chafetz Chaim presented a good case, but L'chari, there's a Gemara that contradicts the Chafetz Chaim. He says, Yomash omru b'tayinist av zayin v'beis, Kol adam sheishnei azis ponim mutul kreis Rasha. A person who is brazen, yes, he has azis ponim, that he has no shame and he'll speak with brazenness. So such a person, you're allowed to call him a Rasha. So it doesn't mean that, you know, when you go into the, you know, into your bedroom, no one's there, say he's a Rasha. That's not what it means. It means mutul kreis Rasha. You're allowed to tell people this guy is a Rasha. So the question is, we're saying that if it's a question of midos, so then the person doesn't be still considered amisecha, and you can't say lashon hara against them. So he says, "Dafka b'mida grua hazu, v'loy b'sham midos k'moshkos v'atayis v'sham v'chevuk v'rashi shamayin sham." As is upon him, a person who's brazen, who's chutzpah, when a person is expected not to have chutzpah, a person who's an as is upon him, such a thing, that's like a very serious corruption in a person's character, and therefore that's something that's not excusable, and therefore it's something that you're allowed to call him a Rasha. But he says, the Chafetz Chaim says, but don't, just because the guy was not nice to you and he didn't say good morning, doesn't mean that he fits into the category of an Azaz Ponim, that he's a person who's brazen like that, he's passed by me and he didn't say hello. So he says, "Vafila bezu tzorch l'siyashin b'davar mo'atzai nikra b'shem zeh." Now, it's not everything a person does, he's called an azpani. Then the Chafetz Chaim tells us a heter. He says, "V'afal pikein." Nevertheless, even though we just said that if a person has a problem with his midos, so that's not, it doesn't justify that he's considered a Rasha, that you're allowed to now go around and shame him so that people should stay away from such a person. He says, nevertheless, if a person sees somebody else that he has a bad character, could go in gaiva, he's arrogant, or kas, or anger, or shar midas rois, or other bad midas, oshu batlan mitaira, he's a batlan, he doesn't learn, he wastes his time. So he says, nevertheless, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara for the toelas of telling your children or your talmidim not to hang around with such a person, because you don't want him to learn from his ways. That which the Torah says you're not allowed to say something even if it's true. That's in a case where you want to denigrate, you want to be mavazi their friend, and you want and you're enjoying putting the other guy down. But if the intent is that you're trying to protect somebody, that he shouldn't become himself corrupt, there's a mitzvah then to tell your child or your Talmud, somebody who will listen to you, that you should stay away from that person. Ach, in such a case, nira de mitzvah lamasape levo eratam lama masape begnusa shel chavera. But you should explain yourself. It's important to explain yourself. First of all, you don't want, look, Tati said this guy's a balgaiva or something like that, so therefore, then I'm allowed to say what I want to say about anybody. So he should know the reason for the hetter. V'gam shelo yovel itmoya olav shusayish v'satzmai. And also, you don't want the child to have a question on the father or on the Rebbe. You know, he tells me first, the whole day he's telling me, first he tells me about Lashon Hara, and then he goes tells me about this guy. The answer is, k'dei shelo yita ha-shamei l'hata, the shosas ha-shamei, k'mo yizbo l'kamon, she-mitzvah rabbi hi l'hafrish bono v'ktani mizeh oven. Because it's a big mitzvah to save your child from this sin. Now he's telling it himself. So the answer is that you should say it. That's why you should explain yourself. The reason why I'm telling you this is because even though there's an need to say Lashon Hara, and even if it's true, I can't just stop telling you this guy has a bad temper or this guy is a balgaiva. I can't say that. But here I'm telling it to you because I don't want you to hang around with such a person. So the Chafetz Chaim says, he brings the raya, he says, the chayra, there's a raya from a Gemara. So he says in Sukkot Mem Aleph, he says, don't bring a raya from the Gemara in Erev in Arvi Pesachim that it says, Shetziva Rebbe Labanav, Rebbe told his children, Al Taduru B'Shachnetziv, don't live in Shachnetziv, Mishum Deleitzanu Ninu, Umashka Beleitzanusa, because these people are cynics, and everything is a joke with them, and therefore you're going to also, Chas V'Shalom, develop such a midah. So he says, that's L'Chari, that's a Mefurish Araya to the Chofetz Chaim. He says, that's not a riot. Maybe this is something which everybody knows about, and therefore you're not creating any, so to say, damage or bad name to those people. So this is another raya that the Chofetz Chaim, even though when he discussed the heter of the Rambam of Api Klosa, so he said that the Rambam learns that when it's said in front of three people, then it becomes known, and if it's known, there's no reason to say Lashon Hara unless you're intending to bashmutz the person. So the Chafetz Chaim said, that's the Rambam Shita, but not everybody holds like that. Therefore he said, you know, you should be nervous to rely on the Rambam. So here, L'chari, he's saying it's Mefurish Gemara that says a hetter like the Rambam. So that's what the Bavarshim say, that Avada, Chafetz Chaim agrees to the Svara, that if something is taka well known, then there is no use of Lashon Hara on that. Except, as we said, the conditions, you can't do it. You can't be intending to bashmutz the person more. And it's just if it came up in a conversation. But I said that, but like here, it's Mefursim Lein Kol. Everybody knows it. If everybody knows it, then there wouldn't be that use of Lashon Hara. However, the Chafetz Chaim was only referring to the Rambam. The Rambam said a Chiddush, that even if you say it in front of three people, it's already considered as if it's well known. And even if that person now right away says something, it's already not going to be the use of Lashon Hara. That, the Chafetz Chaim said, that's a Chiddush only of the Rambam.